Praise God. I want to just remind you something. Job 22, 28. What's going to happen in your life this year? You know, every time the clock or the calendar turns for a new year, everybody starts declaring a lot of things that don't happen. Like, I'm going to get in shape this year. I'm going to lose weight. You know, and they're still fat. Still out of shape. And the only thing to declare in your life is not what you think about things, but what God says. And if we declare what God says and stick on the Word of God, then it's going to be done. When we say what God says, then it's going to be all right. Let's go look at Job 22:28 for a moment. It says, "Thou shalt declare a thing." Mark 11:23 says, or 24, whatever you say, you know, whatever you say, you know, the Bible talks about the God kind of faith. And we taught in Bible school the God kind of faith is basically two things: what's in your heart and what's in your mouth. You know, get that word of God in your heart. Begin to speak it out. Jesus said, you'll get what you say. You can get anything what the Bible says if we begin to line our confession with the Word of God. Thou shalt declare or decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. And thy light shall shine upon thy ways. So the days will get better when we say what God says. So I want us to, be reminded this morning that we need to get on the Word of God more than ever. We need to say what God says about us more than ever. We need to confess the Word of God over our lives, over our families, over our bodies. If we're going to reign, how does the king reign? He reigns with his word. He reigns, you know, whatever he says happens. Whatever the king says, it's his kingdom. Well, God is the king. His word is going to reign in your life when you declare it. When you begin to say what God says, Jesus said, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive, and you shall have them. So, I guess that's the prayer part. You know, when we pray, we believe something. We have to believe the word first. And let's get believing the word of God. Let's start believing what God says. Amen? How many is going to do that this year, 2019? How many are going to believe the Word of God? Let me see your hand. Yeah. Amen. God sees that hand out there. God sees that heart out there. God sees, whatever you put in your heart this year. Thank God. You know, we need to come to Him and say, Lord, let Your will be done. So every year is a good year to start, sanctifying your life, dedicating your life or rededicating your life. And begin to say, God, whatever you want me to do, I'm going to do it. Some of you have been putting off doing different things, like going to Bible school or becoming a partner to Faith City Church or Faith or Spirit Alive. Some people just say, well, I'm going to wait till I get money. Well, you're not going to get any money until you begin to start sowing whatever you got. Amen? Sow something. Praise God. A little quiet in here. We talk about sowing. They say when you talk about money and kids, it gets quiet. We're gonna reign this year. We're gonna reign because God said it. And we talked about that last week. We said in Romans 5:17. In Romans 5:17 says that you have received the gift of righteousness. The gift of righteousness. And with that righteousness, it's a force. It's a kingly force, a kingly anointing, where we begin to rule and reign. The word, it says, we shall reign in this life, this life. We reign in this life by one, Jesus Christ. The word reign has this connotation or this meaning or refers to kingship, authority, R-I-N, R-I-G-N, rain. Not R-A-I-N. I did go to school. Sometimes, you know, I remember my dad would ask me certain things. He says, I thought you went to school. I said, they don't teach you everything. School. Did anybody have that? Somebody ever tell you that? My sister one time tells me, you know, when I was picking my nose one time, my sister used to pick on me. Now she's dead. Maybe she shouldn't pick on me. I'm just kidding. That was a bad joke. Sorry, erase that. Forget you ever said that. One time I was picking my nose. Anybody ever pick your nose? You all pick your nose. I know you pick your nose. I'm going to have to ask that question. I didn't know she was watching me. She says to me, I didn't know she was watching me. I'm just picking my nose. You know, this is minding my own business. It's my nose. She says, you have a master's degree and you're picking your nose. As if you don't, you know, do those kind of things. But anyway, praise God. You know, we need to do what God says. And we need to rule no matter what God says. We need to count our lives that it's God's life. You know, that's what it says over there in Acts chapter 20, I believe it. And when Paul, you know, God called him to go somewhere over there in Jerusalem. And by the Spirit of God, the Lord spoke to him by His Spirit. And said to him, you know, I want you to go this direction. And there's going to be a lot of difficulty. In fact, you're going to go to jail. You're going to have persecution, and you're going to have bonds and afflictions. You're going to have a real tough time. And you know, sometimes you know we see that there's problems. If we obey God, we see problems. Sometimes we want to obey God, and we say, well, we don't have any money to obey God. But God doesn't call you whether you have money or no money. Because He'll provide. If He's going to call, He's going to provide something for you. He's going to provide, you know, all your needs. You know, I declare that I will not lack one thing this year. I'm not going to lack for strength. I'm not going to lack for wisdom. I'm not going to lack for any support. I'm not going to lack for encouragement. I'm always going to be encouraged. I'm not going to be depressed this year. Amen? I'm not going to falter. I'm not going to just get weak this year. I'm going to get stronger. Hallelujah. Amen? I'm strong right now. I'm stronger than I look. Smarter than I look, as somebody says. I got an echo in here, I think. Ushers, be careful. You don't know where you're, who's around you. So we need to begin to say what God says about our lives. What you say about your life really has a very big impact only on one person. And that's you. What you say about yourself, you know, it's time to get off the pity party and start believing in yourself, because God doesn't make junk and He doesn't make any failures. And you're not going to fail this year. We read that, we're singing that song there, I will not die, but I live. I believe the Psalm 118 verse 17, I think that was, if I remember. I will not die, but I'll live and declare the works of God. I want to tell everybody about what God did in my life. Amen? Amen? I'm going to tell everything. Whatever God did for me, I'm going to speak it and tell God, tell everybody what God has done in my life. I'm going to declare it. Amen. That God healed me, that God saved me, that He changed my life around. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. We need some noise in the house. Amen. And guess what? I heard the Finns one last night. And we're going to declare a national week of holidays here on the office. Amen. Praise God. How many Finns we got here? We got a couple of them, I think. Nobody wants to admit that right now. Just one man. I know the Finns are quiet, but, they could rejoice once in a while, too. They say native people are quiet. Eh? But they're getting loud, especially when they get money coming. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Put up to Psalm, go to Acts 20, there's no Acts. go to Mark chapter 11, I believe it is, Mark chapter 11. Let's go to verse 23. I want to see something here. I want to show you something. Miss Anita is saying hello to the church from Rhema Church this morning. Miss Anita's at Rhema Church with Hannah this morning. I guess Hannah's died, went back to Rhema this year. Amen. Let's go to this. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, what kind of mountain are you facing? A sickness mountain? Well, you say, well, I've had this mountain for many, many years, and I don't think I'll ever go over it. Well, it's not about what you think about it. What you declare in your life is not what you see yourself. I'm talking about you, what you see about it. Why don't you start looking from the vantage of how God sees it? God sees you as a king of your life. God sees you as a victor, not a victim. Amen. Don't play a victim anymore. Amen. Say, I'm going to get this here. I will tell Pastor Ken, where is he? He snuck out. Okay, he's with the kids somewhere. For whosoever shall say, everybody say, say. Now, we talked about that last week, that Psalm 91 says, I will say of the Lord. This I will declare of the Lord. He is my refuge. He is my God. Is God your refuge? Yes. Is he your God? Is he your fortress? So these are the things we need to say if those things are going to happen in your life. Don't wait for everybody to come pat you on the back. I was talking to somebody yesterday or the day before. He said, nobody ever tells me anything nice. Well, start talking to yourself then. Start prophesying over yourself. Come on now. You can't wait for somebody to pat you on the back. You need to talk to yourself. I mean, the Bible says in Chronicles or in Samuel, when David, his own men was going to try to kill him. Because their families were taken away. He had all this army and traveling around and so forth. And they enlisted his army and they're traveling. And they got back home and their family's gone. Their kids and all their stuff. Enemy comes and steals it. How many of you know that when you turn your back, the enemy will try to steal from you? But then his friend said, let's go ahead and kill this man. If your friends... Friends want to kill you. Who needs enemies? Hey? And so they said, they're going to kill him. So what he did, he started crying. No, he didn't start crying. He might have cried. It doesn't say. But God pointed out this. He began to encourage himself in the Lord. So he encouraged himself. And he said, I can take these guys. I beat up a lion. I could take these guys out. I beat a bear. So he was a shepherd boy, but before, right? He knew. He learned some things. Don't be complaining that you were a shepherd boy somewhere. Nobody noticed you, but God notices you. He knows where to find you if he needs you. Because sometimes we try to push our way through and try to assert ourselves and declare ourselves to be the king in somebody else's life. Be a king in your own life first. That's pretty good advice, isn't it? Say, I'm going to be the king in my own life first before I dominate somebody else. No, I'm just kidding. Don't leave the last one out. You know, so we need to rule and reign. So look at this again, remarkable faith up here. We're going to read this again. For verily I say to you, let's all say this. 1, 2, 3. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, it shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he thinks. Huh? No, it's not what you think about it, but what you say. See, people say, well, God knows my needs. Why should I say it? Well, you need to say something. Get the faith working inside of you. You know, this is talking about the God kind of faith, what God's given us. Everybody has this kind of faith. But we're trying to wait for somebody else to cheer us on. How about this gang over here? How are you guys doing? You want somebody to cheer you on? I'll get a few people up here. No, they're doing good. So, things happen in our lives that are unfortunate, and it's painful, very painful, some things happening in our lives. You know, people die. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day. He said, I was so mad. I was mad at the world because of my family, because of the way my family was. Well, until you stop blaming everybody, then you're going to get out of that mess. And we blame our ancestors. Blame your grandfather. Blame your mother because you were out of wedlock. Whatever it was you had a problem because they drank or because they're poor. Whatever it is, and so we tend to blame people. So we got to get out of that and then get into God and get into what He said about it. And no matter who we are, what happened in our lives, we got to get back to what God says about it. What does God say about you? I remember in Bible school, Brother Hagin used to say to us. He said, don't say what I say. Say what the Word God says. Whenever something bad happens to you, whether it's your marriage or your money or your physical body, you say, what does God say about this? And then say that. Say what God says. What about you? Not what the doctor said. The doctor said you'll have to do this all your life. Just say, yeah, I'll take this doctor on your account, but I'm going to say what God says about it. God says I'm well. As you're taking the medication, says, thank God I'm well. And some of you that are hooked on to smoking still. I've seen some of you. I got to walk around. Sometimes I'm driving down the road and I pull up to the stop. I pull up to stop and then somebody's taking a big and they look to my side and see me. I just praise God, amen. Did I pull my own out? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, though. What brand do you have? You know those little Popeye cigarettes? They teach kids how to smoke these days. It's Halloween to give out these Popeye. And I remember when they used to buy those Popeye cigarettes when we were kids, they were just packed full of them. But now they got like 3 of them in each box. they're making less and less every year. Well, let's get off that smoking business. We need to say what God says about us. You know, if anything's going to happen, if you declare something, it's going to happen. That's what we read over there in Job. Don't wait for somebody to pull you out of the crowd. Prophesy. Pull yourself out of the crowd. Take yourself to the bathroom and say, I'm going to tell you something. Look in the mirror. I'm telling you what happened. I'm going to take you to the gym today. And point at your fat cheeks and say, listen, you're going to lose those cheeks today. Amen? So we have to declare it. We have to say what God says. And that, you pull that off again? Put it back on again. Look at the last section. He shall have whatsoever he said. Somebody said, well, I was praying for so-and-so and he died. Man, we believe in God. Yeah, but what did he believe? What did he say about it? You know, you can't pray for somebody who believes they're going to die and you come around and say, well, you're going to live. I'm going to make you live. No, you can't do that. You cannot override somebody else's will. I've tried that onto my family. Plenty of you have tried that on your family. You know how bad, futile that is. Try to make them do stuff. God's been trying to make you do a lot of stuff, and you're not doing it. So what makes what you think you can change them? But we have to get the word. You know what to do? I believe you got to get the word of God on people and kind of sneak up on them. Amen? You got to sneak up on their blind side. You tell them different things. Don't tell them it's God's word. Don't preach to them. Just tell them different things and mix it up real nice, like, you know. Amen? And just tell them what God says about it. And they'll pretty soon they'll be saying what you say. And so whatever he said. You know, you'll begin to say whatever you've been hearing all your life. Yeah. Right? Ever since you're a little boy, little girl, people tell you things. Well, you can't do that. You're just small. But in your mind, you're big. You know, I'm going to do that. You say, you can't do that. You're a girl. You can't. You know, little girls don't do this. So people have been telling you a lot of stuff. You can't do that. Don't you know your native people don't do that? Huh? People say different things. You can't pay attention to people. You can't just pay attention to what everybody else is saying about you. So, you know, you read Facebook and you hear people declaring different things about, you know, I don't care what people say about me, blah, blah, blah. You know they care because they wouldn't be saying it. And, you know, if you post something, don't get mad if somebody says something about it because you post it. It's free. It's a free thing. If you post it, people are likely going to, say something. So that's why I don't post a lot of things. I don't like getting licked for nothing. I just, you know, if I'm going to post something, I make sure I put God's word on it or something. And let it be. So thank God for free press and so on. Hallelujah. Good place to stop right here. And take a breather. So look at this. He shall have whatsoever he said. So what are you going to say about this year? What will you say about this year? And we read Psalm 91 last week. We said that Psalm 91, you know, David, you know, we claim, you know, Psalm 91, we claim verse 16 a lot of times. Especially all of us was getting in our 60s. When you start losing different things, fall off, you know. Like I was telling you guys, like my tooth fell out. I was eating caramel. Something soft like that. I'm going, what is this thing? What's my tooth? Hair gets, gray and so on. So we say this, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Everybody say, with long life, will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. See, God is, you know, this is David talking about this. He's declared this. He said, with long life, you know, there's Chronicles, I believe the last chapter of Chronicles says that David died at a good old age, full of riches and honor. And here he wrote this. He said, with long life will I satisfy him. David died in a good old age. Somebody wrote that. David died in a good old age, full of riches and honor. This is what he said before he died. He said, with long life will I satisfy him. God said that. With long life will I satisfy me, David said, and show him his salvation. He said in there, David died in a good old age, full of riches. So if you're broke now, thank God that riches are coming to you. Begin to say it, even if you don't have a penny. He said, what are you looking at me there? What are you talking about? This is the first thing you ever heard this. So listen, with long life, I want to show you, go to verse 1. Whatever you declare in your life is going to happen this year. We say a lot of things. Oh, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to go to, you know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And you know, whatever. We say whatever we want to say because we want to do these things. Check it out first. You know, if you can do that in accordance to the will of God. And I said to you, you need to dedicate your life to God. Give your life to Jesus. Give your life to God. Not just, you know, just only today, but every day when you get up, say, Lord, this is your life I'm living. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's not something that just special people go to. That's for all of us. That's not just for prayer warriors. That's for everybody. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Look at this. Verse 2. I will say of the Lord, whatever you say of the Lord in your life is going to happen. He said, I will say of the Lord. Another version says, I will declare this of the Lord. I will declare this of the Lord. That he is my refuge. He's your refuge because you're in his shelter. You're in the shadow of the Almighty. You're his fortress. You're in God. And in him you'll trust. You know, if you look at your life this year, you say, well, how can I ever make it? And sometimes we feel overwhelmed with all the projects and all the financial, whatever we have to do. And we get afraid and we have pressure because we're looking at things from our own vantage point. But when we see it from the Lord's vantage, we say, in God will I trust? Well, he is, first of all, your Lord. He is your refuge and fortress and your God. And you will trust in him. You'll trust in him. That means you're going to rely on God. Every project you have, you're going to rely on him. You're going to look to him. You're going to put confidence in him. In other words, he said, you're going to put confidence in God. You know what Psalm 23 says? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Another version says, the Lord is my shepherd. I will not lack for one thing. I'm not going to lack for anything. You need to declare this year in 2019. You need to declare today that the Lord is my shepherd. And because he's my shepherd, I'm not going to lack one thing. I'm not going to lack for the grace to do what I'm supposed to do. Any project. I know I'm not gifted in this area. But God said it. I'm going to do it. Whatever he said I'm going to do, I'm going to do. And check it out. If God didn't tell you to do something, then back off and say, hey, listen, no, I don't feel like this is what God wants me to do. It's easy enough to find out what God wants you to do. Just go to the Bible and find out what he says to do. And pray in the Holy Ghost and pray whatever comes out of you, whatever impressions come out of you, the Spirit of God is talking to you. He's going to lead you. He says, in him will I trust. That means you're going to have faith in God. You're going to be confident in him. Confident in his ability, not your ability. You're going to rely on his strength. You're going to rely on him whenever any project you have in this year. And if you're going to declare things, you say, I'm going to declare this in Jesus' name, that he is my source. According to the word of God, Philippians 4:19, he shall supply all my needs. All my needs. Now, you know, specifically speaking, that fourth chapter in Philippians 4:19, that's specifically talking about people who give financially to the church. That's what it's talking about in there. Now, we use that generally, that God supplies all our needs. But specifically speaking, that scripture is talking about those who's giving into missions. Giving into working of a ministry. I mean, back then, there had no local churches. They were just starting out, planting churches. Paul's planting churches. And for those, Philippians 4:19 is talking about when you give, come here, Faith City Church, and you drop off financially to say, you know, thank God, because I'm taking care of God's house, he's going to take care of my house. I'm not going to lack for one thing. Hallelujah. Some say, well, that's pretty good, huh? Hip, hip, hooray. Thank God. No, just get that in your spirit and believe God. If anything comes up, you say, you know, if anything hard comes up, just ask yourself again, what does God say about it? Yeah. I'm going to declare what God says about it. He says that, in 3 John 2, I wish above all things that I prosper, be in health, even as my soul prospers. I think you said something about, this year I'm gonna declare prosperity in my life. You know, you could have poverty mentality, have lots of money in your pocket, you could still be poverty mentality. You need to have a spirit of prosperity in your being. I wonder if this is helping someone. I'm trying to cheerlead you. Amen. We had our worship leader cheer us on a little bit. She did a great job. How many people think she did a great job? Yeah. One clap. That's all you're going to get. Well, we're just going to praise God anyway. Amen. Yeah. We're going to thank God for it. I mean, she doesn't, thank God we can get claps once in a while. Yeah. But we don't do it for claps anyway, right? That's what I tell people, whether they enjoying this or not, I'm enjoying myself. If they don't say amen, I just keep going. Somebody's going to like something somehow, somewhere, somehow. And so we thank God for that no matter what. Hallelujah. Now we're going to get into my message. I was just saying these things because I believe you need to hear these. We'll just get into some things here. What? So, we talked about being sustained in 2019 last time we were together. Are we going to be sustained? If we're going to be sustained, we talked about that Psalm 91. The last verse we said, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. We need to start getting satisfied in the Lord. The reason why you're not getting satisfied is because you're probably not in the will of God. You're not serving God, first of all. We need to find out where we're not serving God. Maybe there's an area in your life you open up. Because sometimes, what happens is that some people just let a door open to the devil. The devil just needs a little crack. I wanted to say something here, but I'm not going to say it. The devil wants to just, he wants to, the Bible says don't give the devil any room. Do you remember that scripture? Where's it found? Don't give him any room, right? The Bible says in Ephesians, right? 4:27. Don't give the devil an opportunity to come in your life and steal what you have, what you're enjoying. The Bible says that we need to enjoy life, have some heaven on earth. Amen? We need to have that in our lives. We need to enjoy like we're, Jesus taught his disciples, thy will be done, and so forth. He prayed that our Father which art in heaven, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In other words, we can pray, we can enjoy some heaven here. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's enjoy something. Yeah. Let's take a day off today. Amen. So say, it is my day off. And I'm in church here. I'm lost over here. What happened to my notes? Maybe I should. It's been better without any notes. Thank God. Anita must have took my notes. Okay. Amen. All right. We're going to get there. We're going to get there. Okay. Now, Jesus did pray in Matthew 6:10. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we're gonna declare God's will in 2019. And so we're sure to get what God says, or if we're gonna declare it, we're gonna prophesy over 2019. I'm saying this because God gave me this. He says reigning in 2019. I reign in 2019. I'm declaring it. God's already declared it, so I'm going to declare it as well. I'm going to say what God says about my life. Amen. So we showed you. I want to show the other people who were not here last week. How many people weren't here last week? Okay, let's show them the scripture. Let's go to Romans 5:17. Let's go to Romans 5:17. So all of you people that are watching online and over here that didn't. And so we need to see it again. All of us need to see it again. We need to be reminded. How many people are busy this afternoon? Well, okay, we can stay longer then. So 5:19, 5:17. Okay, so 5:17. For if by one man's offense death reign. Death reign. I want you to see that death reign. When Adam sinned, the Bible says that Satan became the god of this world. I believe it's in Genesis 2 and 17, God told Adam, he says, if you partake of this tree, you will die. He's talking about spiritual death, then eventually physical death. So death came into, this is what this is talking about over here in Romans, 5:17. He's referring to that. So Romans 5:17, for by one man death, woman's offense, that's talking about Adam, death reign. In other words, that's Satan and his crowd. They started to dominate. Because in Genesis 1, 27, 28, God gave man dominion. He gave him kingship. Dominion refers to having a kingship, having your own ability to declare different things, to reign and rule. When this man sinned, let us go over to Genesis chapter 2, verse 27. Let's go over here. Genesis chapter, did we find that? We'll come back to this scripture. For of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou shalt eat thereof, thou shalt surely die. That's talking to Adam. How many people know that he did partake of it and he ate it? And the Bible says that in this quote of the scripture, he died. He didn't die physically. He died spiritually. So in other words, his spirit was estranged from God. It was separated from God. Though his spirit was still in there, in his body, but he was separated from his Father, from God. And so we see that in the scripture. He didn't die until many, many, many years later. So he's talking about spiritual death. And that's why, Romans 3:23 says that death passed on to all men. Death passed to all men, for all have died and come short of the glory of God. All men have died. Everybody has died. We all have died. And so thank God that we can be born again and live again. That we're not going to be dominated by the devil. We're not going to be dominated by Satan. None of us should be afraid of the devil. You should be afraid of yourself more than the devil. Because you make more trouble and then blame the devil for doing it. For yourself. You say, oh, that devil's done it. No, you're the one that did it. Well, he's been spending all my money. No, you've been using those credit cards. Amen. Oh, that devil. Pray for my money. Pray for my finances, Pastor. The devil's been attacking it. Okay, let's talk about who the devil is. And we found out you're the devil that's doing that. Now, look at this. Go back again to Romans. Romans 5:17. I'm going to close in a few minutes. There's going to be a big bang in here. Amen. For by one man's offense, it's talking about that man way back there. I keep thinking about this. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, 28. So we got to go back there. Sorry about that. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, 28. Okay, there it is. So God created man in his own image. In his image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed him. And God said unto them, how many people know that the blessing of God is upon our lives? Okay, so be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. How many people know that the earth was destroyed before this whole thing happened? Yeah. That's why there's dinosaurs. People say, how come the earth is only this many years? Dinosaurs, never mind. Okay. Replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion. Listen, have dominion over the sea and over all the fowls of the air and over every living thing that moves upon earth. And God said, behold, I've given Okay, we won't go to that one. So I know I rule and reign over my dog. He knows that. That's in there. You know, he doesn't want to, you know, he doesn't want to do certain things. So I tell you, come on, do this. He won't do it. But he's going to have to do it today. I found scripture. I'm going to sit down with him at the table and tell him today, listen, I found scripture. You have to obey me. I've been batching it since my wife left. You know, I've been wishing somebody to invite me for dinner or something. I didn't advertise it. I've been trying to feed this dog for like how many days, several days. And we're going. Now, so we see here that man was given dominion. Forget all, said all that. Okay, God had given, God gave dominion to the man, to his man Adam and his wife. They had dominion together. But then we see, go back again to Romans 5:17. So they lost their place. Which reminds me of 2 Corinthians 4:4, that the Bible says that Satan is the god of this world. Satan is the god of this world. In other words, he can move in this realm to disturb your peace. And so that's why Romans 5:17 says, hey, we rule in this life. What are you going to rule over? Well, there's only three things that you can rule over. Now, let's look at this. For by man, one man's offense, death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace. You just didn't receive one grace. You receive this huge abundance of grace. Yeah. Look at this. And the gift of righteousness shall reign with this abundance of grace, and this gift of righteousness shall reign in life, in this life. The Amplified says, in this life. We rule with this gift of righteousness in this life. We rule and reign. Yeah. And the way you reign is start declaring what God says about you. Yeah. You're a king in your own life. Yeah. Say what God says about you. Find out from the scripture what he says about you. And then prophesy that over your own life. Yeah. Are you guys okay? Okay, because I see some eyes rolling over. So rule and reign, the gift of righteousness. So we're reigning. So that's where I'm getting this from, because the Lord said to me that you reign. So we need to get some songs about reigning, not gimmowing. Not raining water coming down from the sky. We're talking about reigning, you know. So reigning in this life. So we reign, we rule. And the king will rule by what they say. We need to declare this year what's going to happen. Find scriptures. I want you to write this down. And you're wherever you're writing this down, say I'm going to find scriptures for every area of my life that I'm having difficulty right now. I'm going to write this down. Write this down right now. Just say, I'm going to find scriptures of areas where I'm lacking. And begin to say, thank God, I'm ruling over this right now. Thank God. No matter how you feel this year, no matter how discouraged you feel, no matter how many times you fail, no matter if it doesn't change, you keep saying it over and over again. Say what the Bible says. Look at it and read that scripture. Say, this is who I am. This is what I have. This is what I can do. I want to thank God right now that I have a well body, that I'm not sick anymore. I want to thank you. Even while you're taking the medication, say, thank God. God says, I'm well. According to the word of God, I'm well. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 61 says, every sickness and every disease is a curse of the law. But thank God, Galatians 3:19 says that I've been redeemed from sickness. And therefore, I no longer have this disease. Thank God. The Lord God says that I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. That I have prosperity. That God has blessed me with all things that pertain to this life. Amen. 1 Timothy 6:17 says that God wants to bless me with everything that I can enjoy in this life. I'm going to enjoy life this time. I heard Pastor Steve is building another garage. And he's making, how many skidoos do you have now, brother? Three in the yard. Well, three more are coming. Amen. he's going to have a, you know, he's going to have a fleet of them for every day. Shandai, tie my bow tie. Amen. Thank God. You know what? That's what he wants. He wants Skidoos. That's what he enjoys. For me, I don't enjoy Skidoos, so I don't have one. You know, there Skidoos are dangerous. But he sees all the good in it. Praise God. I enjoy that. I enjoy that he's enjoying it. I told Pastor Ken, he's enjoying Skidoos. What are you enjoying? He said, let's go for eat. We'll talk it over lunch. Let's all stand up. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and declare different things this year. We're going to take communion right now. There's the table's waiting. We're going to take communion and confess the Word of God. The children are going to come in, and we're going to take communion together as a family. Hallelujah. Thank God. Bring those children back in. Let them know you're taking communion today. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. You watch. Well, the communion table, Jesus told us to partake of the communion table to remind ourselves about this blessed life we have. When we take communion, it's significant because we're remembering what Jesus bought us. And we're going to declare that we are free. Thank you, Lord God. I want us to, if you don't have any children, start thinking about this right now. If you got no children around you, begin to think about your own life. Think about what Jesus said, that he's given us brand new life. I want things to open up for you this year. I want you to to prosper beyond measure, because God wants you to prosper beyond measure. God wants you healthy so that you can follow his will. You can't follow his will when you're not healthy. If you're depressed, it's hard to participate in life when you're depressed. Thank God. Father, we want to thank you today for your good deed, your good sacrificial life that you led and showed us by example. And you did things not because you wanted to, but because of God and his will. We thank you that we can follow your example, Lord, and do what you said to do, and examine our lives every day of this year. In the morning when we get up, we say, thank God, it's a brand new day to declare his justice and mercy. And draw throughout the day, we say, Lord, whenever we think of you, and we make ourselves think of you, if we haven't, we say, we lift our hand, we give you praise, we say, thank God, my life is what it is because of you. Throughout the day. We praise you in the morning, we praise you at noontime, we praise you in evening time, and we praise you at the midnight hour. We say, thank God, I have a life because of what you did. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me life. And every once in a while, we come to the altar and we kneel before you and put our hearts before you and say, God, I want to check up if there's anything between you and me. Show me where I've gotten off the path and help me to see what I don't see. Help me in these problems that I've had, which came about of my own will. I know that you don't send anything negative or bad. So right now, Lord, I'm repenting of my own ways. I'm repenting of things that are not in your will. You never told me to do these certain things, but I want to find out for sure. I don't want to be sickly. I don't want to be weak mentally, emotionally. I don't want to be disturbed emotionally. In this year, I want to be strong every single day. I'm going to declare that I'm strong every single day because I'm walking in your perfect plan, your will, doing what you said to do. And when I get off, Father, by your Holy Spirit, get a hold of me, show me what I have to do to get back on track. And so, Father, we pray the prayer of dedication and submission to your will. We say, Father, I'm giving you my life again. As even I've been saved for all these years, I'm bringing my heart to the altar. And I'm saying, God, if there's anything you want me to do this year, I want to do it. If anything I've left of the years past, maybe 10 years ago or 20 years ago, what you said to do, I'm going to do it. I'm going to walk in your will. I'm going to walk in that will. And so, Father, also, I'm going to find out what your scripture says, and I'm going to declare that over my life, over my family, over my business, over my interactions, over my relationships. I'm going to say what you said about it. And I'm going to say where the devil is, and he's under my feet. He's no longer dominates my life. He cannot attack my body. This body was bought and paid for by but Jesus Christ, and my mind is my mind. I can pull down every thought that comes from the wicked one. Thank you, Lord. I declare this year that I'll be free from anxiety and troubles, disturbances. I declare this year that I'll have more peace than I ever can enjoy in my past. I declare that more doors will be opened because, God, you're going to open the doors for me. Nobody can shut it because you've opened those doors. I'm going to declare today, I'm going to declare that I'm more healthier than I ever was. I'm going to be more loving and kind. I'm going to be much more of a giver this year than I ever was before. And God, you're going to open up the doors, open up the floodgates. People are going to see the generosity in my life. They're going to see how good God is. They're going to say, I want to know your God. I want to know who he is. Hallelujah.